Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Wealth Embodied, where we activate and inspire you in your wealth consciousness, your creative genius, and your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and today is a solo episode. It's just you and me. And apologies if you listen a lot. I know I've been a little bit irregular and just been really allowing creation to express and realign. There's been a lot of really beautiful deaths and rebirths in my space. So here we are. Today I want to talk about this concept of too much, because I've heard a lot of women use it. I have felt women in the frequency of it, and I absolutely have experienced it myself as well. I have felt when clients have believed that who they are is too much. Sometimes that shows up related to emotions, right? That if they were to really express their emotions, really express how they felt, it would be seen as too much. It would be said, right? Called out as too much. I've experienced it with desires, where clients have big desires or desires that are very different than the norm. And as we connect to those desires, they have a belief that it's too much to desire so much, right? To desire so much wealth, so much power, so much presence, whatever it is. I've experienced this in clients with regards to their authentic voice, what they are passionate about is too much, right? Like it's the thing that nobody wants to hear, or it's the topic that just, would you just stop, right? Would you just stop talking about that? Or why do you have to bring that up? Or, and in myself, there's been several ways that I've experienced too much. Definitely really embodying that I am here to assist women to embody erotic wealth has always felt like too much. Not really anymore. When I first connected to the amount of wealth that my heart desired, I judged it as too much. Who I am in my intensity, I have often felt is too much. Who I am in my power, in what really happens when I let go into my power, has felt too much. So what is this too much? Because I see a lot of, well, you're not too much. But what if you are? What if that's exactly what you are? And I say this because when we say, well, you're not too much, you know, we are, it's coming from a place of love. People that say that are coming from love, and they are working to make people, help people who feel too much to feel safe. But here's the truth. Power is a lot. And when you are empowered in your body, in your emotions, in your feminine power, in your sexuality, it absolutely is too much. Because what is too much, right? Let's take a glass and let's fill it with water until it's too much. And what happens when that water becomes too much? Well, it overflows. So in one way, we want overflow. We consider overflow to be abundance. I've seen the word overflow. I've even used the word overflow myself a lot in spirituality. So we want overflow, but then we don't want too much. It's not how it works. So what if instead of just saying you're not too much, who you are is not too much, we just said, yeah, you're too much. Be too much. Overflow the glass. Overflow the boxes that society has stuck you in. Overflow the identity that you've held yourself in. Overflow. I want to take this conversation a little bit deeper. So stay with me. The feminine in her truest essence is very wild and chaotic. In her truest essence, the feminine is the void. She is the ineffable. So just think of that for a moment, the void, the ineffable, right? The thing that cannot be really placed. She is creation and destruction. She is the portal of creation through which we are born and through which we die. Now tell me what of the any of those exists in just enough. The ineffable, the void is, I would say, even beyond too much, right? Because it's unquantifiable. That's how much it is. It's so much that you can't quantify it. So here we are with our little glasses and our water overflowing, glass overflowing too much. Meanwhile, the Great Mother is simply unquantifiable. The feminine is emotion. And in our society, emotion has not been received so much that we don't even know how to feel anymore. It's always where I start with my clients. Well, not always, because some clients are come with emotional intelligence. But the majority of clients, even in a high level of spiritual intelligence, don't come embodied. That's why they're coming to me. And embodiment is all about sensation, feeling, and that's emotion. So we have these ideas that to be emotional, to be sensational, is too much. But it's very important to understand that you cannot pick and choose. You can't cherry pick, because all of it exists as one. And if you are attempting to cherry pick that which you feel, attempting to cherry pick the emotions that you'll give yourself access to and those you won't, you don't have access really to any of them. And you don't have access to your power. You don't have access to the pure energy of creative life force energy that desires very much to move through you and create your life magically, effortlessly, in the context of very little effort. So even to have a lot of emotion can be seen as too much, but the glass could still be just half full. But I recommend inviting yourself into that space too much. And not because you need to prove to anybody, right? Anytime that we come from a why that is, I'm going to be too much to show them. I'm going to be too much because I want to rub people the wrong way. I'm going to be too much because, right, anything external outside of the pure innocent intention, the pure innocence of the why, I desire to know myself as divinity, as creation and incarnation and form. You know, the amount of times that I have changed the way that I speak, even with this podcast, I started my podcast called The Ecstatic Woman, and I felt like it was just going over everybody's head, which it probably was. I was in embodiment in these conversations many years ago. And society does start to catch up. So I try to pull myself back. I try to speak in a way that is relatable, that is understandable. And I'm not there anymore. It didn't do anything. It doesn't do anything to be half full. Half full is half full. We want to live our lives fully. We want to be alive. We want to be abundant. And then we ask ourselves to be half full, not too much, right? It doesn't work that way. And this is maybe a slight step out of topic, but I always feel called to say this because oftentimes when we think of these things and when we're communicating to these things, you know, we're talking about express yourself fully, right? Fully express yourself. But there's a difference between speaking your mind and speaking your truth. And speaking your mind is when you're just simply unfiltered. And there's a lot of those people in the world. And yeah, they are too much too. And there's nothing wrong with that, but that's not what we're speaking to here. We're not just where you just blah, blah, blahing without filter. I am saying to speak without filter, but it's grounded in wisdom and love versus I'm going to say this because it popped into my head and I just say everything that comes into my head and I have no real emotional authority or grounding in my body. That's not what we're speaking to here. That's a need to be heard so badly. There's a big wounding in those types of expressions. And sometimes that's what you have to do. Sometimes you have to just open your mouth and be unfiltered and say the things and, you know, put your foot in your mouth because you've been so silenced that the pendulum swings. And when the pendulum swings, if you've ever watched a pendulum swing, right, you've held it hard to one side and let go, it swings all the way to practically equivalent of the other side first. And then back, and then forth, and then back, and then forth, until it grounds itself into the middle. So if you have been radically oppressed and suppressed, all the things, you might need to blow your socket. You might need to just open your mouth and say all the things until you begin to master your expression. Because whatever it is that you need to recognize that, sure, it's very likely that you'll be too much for a lot of people. But you're not too much for the right people. You're definitely not too much for creation. You're not too much for the mother, for the ineffable. So what are you worried about, right? I mean, I say that with compassion because I do understand the feeling of not being received by humans, right? But we're all aware that happens. There's no you're going to be accepted by everybody in society. So it's just better to get used to that. But for those of us who hold a lot of power, we're too much for probably the majority of people. You know, just throwing out random statistics. I'm sure there's plenty of circumstances that I could walk into, and if I spoke truth, it would be too much for a lot of those people. But the beauty about when you own this frequency in yourself is that you attract the people that honor your overflow, that are activated and lit by your overflow, and they themselves desire to overflow or are already. That's a tricky triple there. Overflowing in themselves. So be too much, you know, be too much emotion, be too much in your dress, in your attire, in your whatever, your style, right? Be too much in the truth you speak. Be too much in your standards. You know, Pussy taught me this. And she continues to teach me it. I do not pretend that I have learned everything from her. I wouldn't dare. And I like to say, Pussy means the feminine power. It does not just mean the physical organ, the vulva, the yoni. Pussy relates to the womb and the yoni and the essence of the feminine. That's what Pussy stands for. You know, I ask her, what do we want to wear today? What do we want to do? What are the things? And she's very demanding in her standards. She's very elaborate. She's very much too much. And it's taken me years to be able to say yes to her requirements because her requirements were too much for me. Imagine that. Your feminine power's requirements, the standards that your feminine power holds can be too much for you until you're ready to say, I got you. I can say yes to what you're requesting. And really what that is it's your inner masculine not being able to yet hold your inner feminine. Because the masculine is the one that has to hold her crazy. And yeah, she's crazy. Like all of these terms that have been thrown around negatively for women, and then we have worked to get rid of them. I'm calling the ball back in, but I'm calling them back in a form of power. Yeah, the feminine is fucking crazy. And you know this when you know her in yourself. I'm not talking about other women. I'm talking about the feminine power within you. She's crazy because she's non-linear. She's not logical. She is ineffable. She destroys and consumes and recreates. She can get lost in herself. She is too much. So, yeah, she's crazy. So own the crazy. Own the too much, right? Because when we own these things, it's completely different than A, them being used against us, B, us trying to say how we're not that. Forget it. Just own it. I am that. It's so delightful. Because think about, you know, how women have done everything to make everybody else comfortable, right? Nurtured and tended to everybody else's needs. Suppressed our power, suppressed our sexuality, given it away, done all these things. And now we're in this point of reclamation where we just get to say, yeah, that's who I am. I don't need you to like me, love me. I don't need you to be around me. I don't need anything from you. Because guess what? I am self-sourced. Because trust me, my love, you want to be too much. You want to intimately know the part of you that is crazy. Because when you know her, there's no fear of her. When you know the part of you that can destroy, the part of you that can create, the part of you that is a tsunami of emotion, the part of you that is multidimensional, tapped into so many different layers of wisdom and information all at once. You don't fear her anymore. And now you can A, embody her, and B, work with her. So yeah, you're crazy. You're too much. Embody that, because that is the erotic current. It is too much. It's like fire. There have been times when my Kundalini has expanded, and it's literally felt like electricity going through my nervous system. Extremely uncomfortable. Now that I am not shut down anymore, I don't feel that anymore. I don't have discomfort with my Kundalini anymore. But that was for many years. I would go through these waves where it was very, very uncomfortable as it would expand. And my body would get used to that, and then it would expand again. Why? Because it's a lot of power. It's like you have the voltage in your house and then you up it, right? You better make sure the wires can hold that. So there's always this beautiful thing that happens when we recognize that this is power, is we bring in the reverence for it, right? I use it as with fire. We respect fire. Like, you know not to just go over there and jump in it, because it will burn you. And when it's a really hot blaze, or like one day in Maui, I walked up to lava. Geez, you can only get so close to lava. It literally feels like it's burning your skin off. It feels like you will melt, and you're not even that close. Right? You respect that. You don't just keep walking to it and go up and touch it and literally melt your skin off your bones. No, you keep your distance. You respect its power. Not that we have to keep our distance from ourselves, but we have to respect this power as we learn to embody it. And part of the way that we do that is to own these concepts of too much, crazy, overwhelming, right? You can't actually be overwhelmed. I speak to that all the time. It's an experience, and I honor the experience, but there's no such thing as overwhelm. Because what are you? You're all of it. You're the glass, you're the water, and you're the room that is holding all of it. How can you be overwhelmed? There's no such thing, really. There is the experience of it. But that's actually just a suppression of your own power. That's why you're overwhelmed, because you're in your head instead of your power. You're thinking and trying. That's why you're overwhelmed. Instead of being, instead of knowing, you're trying. But when we're in this too muchness and we just say, yeah, I'm too much, and I don't need it to be anything less, and I don't need it to be understood, and I don't need it to be received, then this is the incredible magnetism that the feminine is. Because always remember, the feminine is magnetism. She is the negative polarity. She draws to her. When your womb is lit up with desire, it aches with yearning. When pussy is lit up with desire, she drips with lust. And she plays in the tease. And this all builds, the yearning and the tease and the drip and the desire all builds the friction. It calls in the masculine energy, not men, masculine energy, the father. You is the masculine, the great father, the provider. It calls it in. So be that. Be the too much tease. And again, I'm not speaking to men. We're not. And this is not manipulation. It has nothing to do with manipulation. This is all internal. Tease yourself. Build up the anticipation of your desires. Be in the sensation of it. Let it be too much for yourself. Let yourself be too much for you. Because now you're swirling in a vortex of creation. And now, my love, you get to be lost. For some reason, that literally brought tears to my eyes. You get to be lost. I've always loved getting lost. I've been on road trips, usually not with other people because they get cranky about it. But when I'm by myself, one of my favorite things is just when it so happens, I don't try to get lost, but I get lost very easily geographically. And I always stumble upon beautiful experiences, right? Are we ever truly lost? Or are we ever found? Maybe we're perhaps always lost. So get lost in your too muchness. Let your emotions consume you. Let yourself realize who are you when you are lost, when the power is so intense that you are destroyed and reborn, destroyed and reborn, destroyed and reborn as quickly as you breathe. And know yourself. Know yourself there. And I'm always here for you. If this excites you, if this turns you on and you're like, all the things, I'm here for you. Because you're too much definitely doesn't bother me. Aho.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com